T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is your artist of the day? She was a compromise choice.
I love that song.
A compromise.
It was originally going to be Tina Turner.
We just had her.
Yeah. I forgot that. And then it was going to be Melissa Etheridge, but Dum Dum Baby over there had never heard of her.
By the way, she liked my tweet.
She liked his tweet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I feel inclined to go to her concert on November 3rd.
Yeah,
now
somebody said she's going to be at the Lead Center in Lawrence.
November 3rd.
Yeah.
Like, hi, Ms. Etheridge. I've never heard of you, and I apologize. And she liked
right.
it.
She liked your tweet?
Yeah, I tweeted, apparently, as a Kansas City native, not knowing who Leavenworth's own Melissa Etheridge is a cardinal sin. And she
on
liked
the show it.
It
is. Yeah, she has her own sign as you go
I
into
I feel famous now.
Yeah.
What is it like? Welcome to Leavenworth, home of Melissa
yeah.
Etheridge.
Yes, yes. It's a
That's
guitar.
Awesome.
It's a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's right outside of the VA center as you go into Leavenworth.
Mm-hmm.
And because the VA is on the far south side of town. And it's just a guitar on a pole. And it just says, Leavenworth, home of Melissa Etheridge.
Well, I can promise you from this day forward, I will never not know who Melissa Etheridge is.
Yeah, her mom
is.
Used to teach at the high school.
Aw.
Lansing is a little slow on the uptick getting my sign erected.
Yeah.
That's not happened yet.
Do you really, really want that, though?
Mm-hmm. Have you met him?
Okay, good point, yeah.
Man's got a bigger... Never mind.
Yes, I would like a sign as you drive into Lansing that says, Welcome to Lansing.
No, who is Lansing's actual famous person? Is there one?
Steve Ray, the former wrestler.
Not familiar.
Well, he wrestled in our gym one day.
Okay.
Charity match.
Now, is this like wrestling or...
Wrestling.
Or professional wrestling?
Professional wrestler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like WWE?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back, I think he was in the NWA or whatever it was back in the day.
NWO.
NWO, whatever.
Oh, yeah. NWA was a
rap group. Yeah.
Naughty Lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see, I'm just find this interesting, I'm passing it on, that they plan to close 180 out of 200 remaining GameStops in the next few months.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Not surprised.
Well, that is a strip mall staple.
What's going on? What happened?
Well, my guess is people buy them online.
Yeah, internet sales. There's really no need to sit and wait for the midnight premiere of a game anymore because you can just pre-order it online.
Mm. I mean, I've spent...
So there's only 200 GameStops in America now?
I'm going to look it up, but I believe...
And they're closing a buck 80 of them?
I mean, which ones are going to be... Who get the 20? I want to know, where do those 20 remain?
And
probably
for
the
how
20
long?
That still make money.
Yeah. And for how long?
I think it's going to go the way of Blockbuster. I'm sorry.
You know, it really is remarkable just to watch over the last 20 years or so. And with the incredible change.
Hang on just a second. They're going to close up to 200, but their total number right now is 5,830.
Okay, so there's plenty of GameStops.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if 180 out of... And anyway, I'll look it up. I saw the number 180, and I don't know why that's in my head. Do you know how smart they are that they put GameStops next to what other strip mall place? Do you
Cell
guys
phones.
Know? Nope. Any parent is screaming in their car that has a teenage son. It's brilliant.
Well,
was it a burger joint or something?
No. Well, the GameStop down the road here is right next to a Snipping Clip.
Yep, you hit it. The one in our neighborhood is next to a Great Clips. And think about how smart that was. You go to check in to get your son's haircut.
It's going to be a 30-minute wait.
It's going to be a 30-minute wait, and next door you go.
That's actually pretty smart.
My son used to be like, genius. Hey, can we go get a haircut today? And I'm like, I'm on to you. I'm on to your game.
Oh, yeah. You need a haircut.
So odd. You want to get another haircut?
Yeah, Mom. I think I look like a hippie.
Yeah.
All three GameStops I can think of in the metro aren't next to haircutting places.
Oh, ours is. And I curse that location. I hate going in there.
Huh. I never really thought about it. But yeah, you're right. Like everyone, like we have a GameStop in Roland Park, and it's right next to a Snippet Clip. And then the one over here on Shawnee Mission Parkway is right next to a Sports Clips.
Not an accident.
Oh, smart little bastards, aren't you? Huh. But anyway, back to my original point, if I had one. Just being part of the last 20 years of history, to watch what the internet has done to certain types of business models, Blockbuster being, and not just the internet, but, you know, just the way that people receive their media, just to sit back and watch as certain companies just can't adapt. Either they don't have the brain power at the top, or for whatever reason, the internet or, you know, TV in general, or your phone, has completely made what they sell absolutely worthless.
But not so much with certain other large places. Think about Lowe's or Home Depot.
Well, but that
you
that,
are not going to go online
and buy a rake.
And buy a rake or a huge garbage can or a
or topsoil.
That's a place where you just still go.
Yeah.
And most of that is because you need it now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you need it measured.
Yeah, most people don't sit at home on a Tuesday afternoon and go, you know, I think I'm going to pot a plant on Saturday. Yeah,
right.
I need to order some lumber.
Gosh, I need to grow some grass.
No, I agree. I don't think those types of stores will ever go away, and I don't think they really even need to adapt. I mean, that's a place where you go.
Well, they need to stay relevant.
Home improvement is never going to be irrelevant, ever.
I understand, but I mean, that doesn't mean you don't make a web page or a website. Right. Or, you know,
sure. Well, they have to keep up with styles and the products that they offer.
Yeah. But as far as the business model itself, it's fairly safe.
If you're going to buy a grill, you're not going to buy it from Amazon Prime. You're going to go to Lowe's or Home Depot or, you know.
I bought mine from the hardware store right up the street from me. Yeah. Same thing. I wanted to
see it.
But I also didn't just go there to you know, showroom it. I didn't go there to look at the grill and then go on Amazon and buy it there so I could save $10 either.
Right. I was going to say, I'm sure a lot of people do that.
I'm sure
there
are people that do that too, and those are usually the same people that complain about how the storefronts are all empty all the time. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
Well, I'm one of those people that complains about storefronts being empty all the time. I will not, other than CDs and the occasional T-shirt that I can't find anywhere else, I do not shop online.
Right. That's the difference. I'm not necessarily saying the people that complain about the empty storefronts are the people that are shopping online. I am saying that what I'm saying is the people that complain about the empty storefronts oftentimes are the ones who are shopping exclusively online. I know. And then turning around and wondering why the storefronts are empty.
You know what's crazy, though, is my mother shops online more than anybody I know. And she's 74 years old.
What does she buy?
Stupid stuff? I don't know.
She's like, spending your inheritance.
I know. Last Christmas, I would say 90% or more of the gifts that she bought online.
Oh, yeah. My mom does that, too.
They just sit there.
My mom definitely does Christmas shopping online. I'll give you that. But you know what? I have one friend who now only has things delivered. And this was the funniest conversation. A girlfriend said to her this week, I've got to run to Target when we get out of here. And she looked at her and said, why? She goes, what do you mean why? I need toilet paper, going to grab some groceries. And my girlfriend looked at her like she was crazy. And she said, I haven't been in a store like that. And I can't even tell you how long. We have toilet paper delivered to our door.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There are people that
and,
do that.
And in fact, Walmart just announce that they were in the news today
what
for...
What if you got to drop a deuce and you've only got like half a roll left?
Well, you...
Takes
you,
more than half
no,
a roll for...
Scott,
a
I was going to
no,
say.
But I mean, by the time it gets delivered in 3 days...
Fajita
probably,
night.
No. Scott.
Too much Taco Bell.
You have like a passkey thing that every 3 weeks it reloads. It just comes to... You don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
it just
it's a
comes.
Subscription.
Yeah, okay. Do you ever have groceries delivered to your house?
No, but here it is. This fall, Walmart store workers in 3 cities will start delivering online grocery orders directly to refrigerators in your home and garage.
Okay, unless you're on oxygen or in a wheelchair, if you're so lazy that you have to have the grocery store bring it to your house, nothing against grocery stores. I go to the grocery store like every other day. I love going to the grocery store.
I do too.
But you better be on oxygen or in a wheelchair.
Pleurisy.
Or have pleurisy.
What?
Why did you have groceries delivered to your... Were you sick?
No.
You just didn't feel
He's
like going to the store?
He's a very busy guy, okay?
I am a very busy guy.
You are very... For the record, you have other jobs outside of this
right,
one.
Yes. I do a total of 4 jobs right now. So... And granted, none of them are full time, but my days are very full from the moment that I get up until the time I go to bed. And yeah, a lot of times it is simply easier to put together the grocery order online and have someone bring it to my place.
The workers will wear body cameras clipped to their chests, allowing customers to watch live streams of the delivery being made while you aren't home.
That's just excessive, though, the whole putting it away in your kitchen for
I
you.
I don't want someone rooting around in my refrigerator.
I can
That's
do that
weird.
Myself.
People will do it. Scott, I'm telling you, people will do this.
Not only that, but then you can't find anything in your fridge because you're not the one who put it there.
Also,
Great
how do you
point.
Know they're going to organize it and not just throw it all in an open space?
The milk always goes at the bottom, not on the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look up the average age of the person that gets groceries delivered. I think you'll be surprised, Scott.
Stop moving the mayonnaise.
I don't think it's going to be 80.
Right?
I think it's going to skew a lot younger than you think.
Wow, look at all the people that want to talk about this. Dumbest thing we've ever talked about. 576-7798.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking
feel like
up
I need
my
to
phone. So leave a message at the
I think sometimes people today, take me literally with everything that I say on this show. I don't have a problem with people getting their groceries delivered to their house. I just simply
even
don't.
Even if they're lazy.
I don't understand it. And when I was saying you better be on oxygen or in a wheelchair, that was a joke. People are just eating me
alive. I found it funny that people are so mad.
You better be on oxygen or, I mean, that's. I was being facetious.
Scott, I still enjoy going to the grocery store. I still enjoy...
I like to squeeze the melons.
Reading the newspaper.
Phrasing.
Oh.
Satire is hard for some.
Yeah, it's all good.
I almost feel like we should dedicate the final segment of the show each day to all the apologies that you need to issue for everything that you have said over the prior 4 hours.
Real quick, Scott, you want to guess the number one age group according to one study that has groceries delivered?
I'm actually going to say it's the go-to should be answer is old people.
Yep.
I'm going to go with 20-somethings.
You are absolutely correct. Old people actually represented the tiniest percentage by far. Over the age of 65, it was 2%.
Yeah, because you got to go online.
It goes from... That's I mean, great. Just tick off the old people
no,
that are
no,
listening
I'm
now,
not,
too.
I'm not saying that the old people can't go
wait,
online.
Wait.
I'm just saying they're...
Wait. W. W dot.
Right.
Oh, dang it, I broke it.
All I'm saying is the older crowd is more right. tech-averse than
well,
the younger
and,
crowd.
And they constantly have to go to the bathroom, so they're halfway through with the web address, and they have to go pee, and then they come back, and they don't even remember where they were.
Okay.
Jared and Raymore.
We'll add that to your list of apologies.
Wow, old guy bashing. I thought, Scott, apparently to the caller the other day that, you know, you're the old guy, I thought.
Well, I thought so.
Yeah,
too,
he's
but...
speaking from experience on this.
Hey, no, I was going to say I'm not much for one of that either, Scott. I normally agree with you, but having groceries delivered actually is pretty sweet, and I'm 36 years old. But no, just we got 2 kids, so we're always too busy to do it. But The other day, I kind of thought another fun thing to do instead of grocery shopping and give you some time to dust off that old mantle.
Thank you.
Phrasing.
I'm telling you. I don't remember exactly how dusting the mantle came to be. I have had more people come up to me and mention dusting the mantle or tell me that they've dusted their mantle in the last
four weeks. Dusted their own mantle?
Yeah, well, that's,
I thought the whole point was to have someone do it for you.
Well, you know, there really isn't a point. Not, there was no point to that entire hour.
What I'm saying
not
is,
shaking hands with the unemployed.
No, we were talking about that house cleaner who...
Stop! Just stop. Just everybody back into your corner and stop. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is, I have been shocked by how many people thought that that was funny and have come up to me and remarked about it. That's, I'm not looking to start some new ones, okay, guys?
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
But yes, it's always preferable to have somebody else dust your mantle.
That's great.
Yeah, the, you don't want to shake hands with the unemployed.
Go to the news. That's good.
David Bowie, Queen. Song is called Under Pressure. Whoa, 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 whoa. Walmart's going to do this too now? Oh, they like, Walmart is going to come to your... Here's what I don't understand.
They are going to walk right on in.
How do they get into your house?
Well, with
you
Amazon...
You unlock it, like, with your phone? You unlock the front door or something?
Yeah, with Amazon, it's all, like, an electronic setup, and they also take a photo and stuff, and they can put it inside your front door now, I think. I'm not exactly
you're talking about groceries, right?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how the Walmart thing is going to work, but it says they will deliver to your garage refrigerator or your kitchen refrigerator, which means they're going to have access to your home, and they're going to wear a little camera... And they're going to live stream it while they're in your house. But this is what I always want to ask delivery people.
I don't want somebody in my house.
I know. This is what I always want to ask delivery people. If you're not home when those are being delivered, you know, you're at work, they're delivering them.
Nope.
What if, like, my 16-year-old daughter is home taking a shower? I mean, that's where I'm like, I don't want somebody in my house. We got too many people coming and going.
Right. No. What if I have a vicious dog?
Well, you would have to ensure for the delivery person's safety that the dog is put away.
Okay. Mark in Independence. Hello, Mark. David, you hang tight. You're next, buddy.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hey, guys. This concept you're talking about, it's funny how things come around. I'm 63, and in smaller communities back in the 50s, certainly the 60s and through part of the 70s, when you had the neighborhood groceries, grocery stores, they would deliver to your house, and sometimes if there was a good enough relationship, because I know I was a sack or two cashier, we'd deliver, and some houses, we'd put it just inside the front door because people left their front door unlocked.
Did you ever feel weird doing that, though, Mark?
No, because I knew the customer, and you know, I was going there with good intent. In fact, it was a pleasure to do it. Day, that good habit. I get off sometimes 4 in the morning. I see my neighbor's newspaper sitting out in his driveway. I walk up, pick it up, and put it on his mailbox.
Huh, okay.
That's awfully nice of you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you learn good habits young.
Yeah. Well, would you talk to my newspaper delivery woman? She's mad at me right now.
Well, she should be.
No, I'm not kidding. She will not throw it in my yard anymore. She throws it in Jeremy's yard every day.
So she's her on the air.
Fabulously passive aggressive. I love it.
She's still mad, not mad again.
No, she's still mad.
Okay. Correct.
Because I complained about her, and then remember she gave me 6 Wall Street Journals all on the same day, the entire week that she didn't deliver. Now she throws them into Jeremy's yard, and then I have to go out there in my bathrobe, look like a moron.
Ma'am, if you're listening, please start tossing them on his roof.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so funny. Like Breaking Bad.
I just want to read my newspaper. That's all. I just want it delivered in my yard.
You better get a ladder up to that roof.
Well, on time is preferable, but, I mean, not in Jeremy's yard. What if he wants to read the paper? Takes it. Hello, David.
Hey, how you guys doing? I love the show.
Oh, it's yours, and thank you for saying that, man.
All righty. Well, I agree with the last guy, and I wanted to hit you with a little bit of knowledge. So the delivery of groceries actually started in the 1860s, and in the smaller communities lasted even through the 1980s until the big box grocery stores that we think of today put them out of business.
Well, you know, you used to have the milkman who would come by and drop off the milk and
exactly
pregnant your wife, and then...
Oh, my God.
Hey,
phrasing.
I'm
got to dump
you.
That.
I'm dumping you on that one.
Sorry.
You can't say that.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I take it Sam's back in timeout.
Sam is in timeout. No, you're in timeout till the end of the hour.
God.
Nose in the corner.
Mm. The young kids these days.
Shame.
They never learn. They just never learn.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, you still do have some. And again, I was being a little bit facetious earlier. But I think the caller, David, is correct. You have had, this isn't technically anything new. I mean, think about blueapron.com.
Yeah.
What's the other
but
one?
But that was, there's they drop that, it off.
The meal prep.
At your door.
Thing.
The right. meal prep drops it off at your door.
Right.
And it comes in a big cooler of Schwan's, dry ice or whatever.
Schwan's does it, right?
Yep.
Did I get the name right?
Yeah.
Is that it? Schwan's?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Schwan's.
You know, the milkman has
been
coming by.
It's been a long time since I've seen one of those trucks, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
Are they still around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely out in Western Shawnee. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I think the difference is they'll come in and put your stuff away.
But,
and I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Ooh, not to be all crazy, but I'm going to be crazy. Delivery person comes into your house, putting groceries away. Our ice machine right now tends to shoot ice straight out onto the floor. Long story.
Okay.
And so it's always wet right there in front of the fridge. Delivery person slips and falls and whacks their head in your house. Guess who's paying that bill?
You are.
That's you. That is on your homeowner's insurance. I guarantee it.
But
that's why you have insurance.
True. Good point. But here's what, and again, I think this kind of goes back to the original story at hand that you brought up, Dana. I don't want
someone in my house.
And it's not that I don't trust them. Okay, I know my mailman. All right, I like him. He's a nice guy. When every time he comes by on a hot summer day, I say, "Can I get you a glass of water?"
Yeah.
All right, and we talk, and we'll catch up for a few minutes. I still don't know his name, but I still like him. I don't want him delivering my mail inside my house.
Right.
I'd prefer the mail be put in my mailbox.
Right.
And sometimes in that mail is a check, or a bank statement, or something personal. People could steal it right out of my mailbox
right.
if they wanted to. That doesn't mean I want the mailman going inside my home. I do not understand this idea of bring, bring. Yeah, hi, it's the Walmart guy. I'm here to drop off your stuff. Oh, I'll just unlock the front door.
Right.
Go on in my house.
Well, remember, too, they are wearing those body cameras on their chest. So if they were to...
Yeah.
Peel a piece of mail off the table.
But to Dana's point earlier, though, Will, and I think it's a solid point.
If you know, something goes wrong.
Just because they're wearing a camera doesn't mean they're going to, and again, I don't have any reason not to trust them, okay? I want to be clear.
It's just invasive. To me,
yeah.
It's invasive.
But to your earlier point, Dana, and it was a good one, when the Walmart guy gets to the house or he's on his way to the house, you would then theoretically have to call all of your children
right.
that are still in the home, so that's three, and say, guys, the Walmart guy's coming over. Make sure that you're dressed. Nobody's in the shower.
Right.
You know? I mean, uh-uh.
And we try to be super careful about communicating those things. If there's going to be someone in the backyard, you know, just, mm-hmm. just so they know. In fact, the only person... I'm trying to think that is regularly in our house and it does not bother me at all is our handyman. We have a regular handyman. He's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. No, I will not share him. That's one of those that once you find one, you hang on, you don't let go. He is in our home frequently. I don't care if I'm there or not. I know him that well. But we also warn the kids, hey, by the way, he's coming. Do you have a list of stuff? Let us know what that is.
No, somebody brings up a good point. Don't you guys advertise trusting the plumber in your home when you're not there. That's actually true. Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up because I did. You caught me in a contradiction. It's Anthony Plumbing. I used to do some work for them, but I still have them come over to the house. And yes, I've never just said walk on in. I've always been home when they show up.
Yeah.
But I have left.
Sure.
Said I'm going to the gym. I'm going to work. Text her. Good point. You caught me on a contradiction. 576-7798. 576-7798.
Give me one, please. I'm not ready.
This is how we do it.
Jordan. Hey, don't forget, this time tomorrow, we will be wrapping up another edition of Festivus Friday, which has been part of the program for almost 7 years now. And we will do the airing of the grievances tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So make sure you get in. That, of course, is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Let's get back to the phones as we wrap up this Thursday edition of the program. Nick, calling in from Arlington, Texas. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's going quite well. What a long-distance call on your part.
Yeah, I would imagine you guys are surprised. I used to live in Kansas City, and I listened to the show in Arlington, and I told all my friends about it to check in, so because we love the show. So.
Oh, doggone it. Thank you, man. That is so nice of you.
Yeah, I love you guys. You guys are great. You always make me smile. It's just a great show to listen to.
Thanks.
So anyway, I actually work for a delivery company, a service, and I know you guys are kind of having the discussion about, you know, having like Walmart employees like step into your home.
Mm-hmm.
The way the company I have set up, the way they do things is that you put in an order, and then when we get close to your house, then you get a text message saying, hey, we're, you know, within whatever proximity it is to your home. That way you're alerted. That way you can kind of get ready.
Put on pants.
Whenever we arrive. Yeah, kind of ideal. So it makes things a little more, it makes things a little easier for the customer. So.
All right. And do you go in their home?
No, we actually go to the door.
You just go to the door.
Go into the home. Yeah, we're not allowed to go inside of the home just for safety purposes, I would imagine, but we're not allowed to go in the home.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for spreading the word down in Arlington, Texas, man.
Yeah, you guys have a good day.
All right, you too. God bless you, man.
Bye-bye.
You take care of yourself. We've got room for one more, and we do have an open line if you guys want to grab it because we still got another 5 minutes on the program tonight. 576-7798, 576-7798. Somebody says, I haven't seen a Schwann's truck in forever.
I know.
Wait, one just went past me in Independence.
By forever, do you mean 4 minutes?
I go back to what I said at the start of this topic. I understand people having stuff delivered to their house. I'm not a fan of it, other than CDs and occasionally a T-shirt that I want really badly. Because I am one who thinks, and I'm not an old fuddy. Well, maybe I am.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Get off my lawn.
However, you have no business on my lawn, so get off of it. I think that when you do all this delivery stuff, it actually hurts the local brick and mortar store. And now maybe not with like a Hy-Vee or a Price Chopper,
right,
if you do the delivery, because I'm assuming, like, let's say, you know, I live in Roland Park and I'm ordering my groceries through Hy-Vee. I'm imagining they're probably going to pull those groceries from the Hy-Vee in Mission, not the Hy-Vee in Shawnee or Liberty or something like that. So I'm assuming, oh, here comes the rain. Hello.
Yeah, I was just going to say real quick, I pulled up the radar during the commercial break, and I showed Scott. I go, look at the radar.
Yeah.
It is a huge band marching toward us,
yeah,
and it just keeps on coming way south and west of here, like Iola, Chanute, just be weather aware.
Where did that term come from, by the way?
Weather aware.
Everybody's using that all of a sudden.
Weather awareness?
Yeah. Like, it only started like a year ago, didn't
it? No, I think weather awareness has been around a while.
You need to be weather aware today. There's going to be some rain falling out of the sky.
I tell my children all the time, be weather aware.
What does that mean?
Be aware of the weather.
When are you not?
Did you not hear the story about the people that were down in Florida and were like, wait, what's happening? There's a hurricane coming, sweetheart. There are a lot of people who aren't weather aware.
Shut your mouth.
No. No.
Wait a minute.
That happened.
You're talking about during Hurricane Dorian.
Yes, we had someone call in, or Will said he knew somebody on this show.
That did not know.
They were vacationing down there, and they were like, what, when's it coming?
Like, they didn't know there was a hurricane, or they didn't know when it was coming.
America is asleep at the wheel, buddy. I'm telling you.
Well, 25% of Americans can't tell you who the vice president is.
Actually, Americans are actually asleep at the wheel. If you look at the photos of the Teslas, people are actually sleeping at the wheel.
Yeah, I know. There's been another story about that.
And trust me, they're not weather aware either.
Well, they're not driving aware.
Now, I don't want to like act like this is, you know, today is something dire. I think it's a lot of rain and some lightning, but just be aware.
Okay.
Be weather aware.
Sue in Kansas City, you get the last word. Hello, Sue.
Hi. I do DoorDash, and we deliver all of the Walmart groceries.
Oh, yeah.
And literally, you will have men standing there. Just yesterday, I delivered a microwave oven to a man and a 16 or 17-year-old kid that watched me carry this 50-pound microwave by myself from the back of my car to inside their door.
They didn't help you?
No, they stood and didn't tip me.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, and there were 4 cases of water, 2 cases of pop, and a microwave oven.
Oh.
And guess who carried every single bit of it?
Oh,
well,
Sue.
I'm going to guess it was you.
Did they tip you at least?
No, she said no tip.
No tip.
Hey, Sue, how many times out of 20 does someone come to the door without pants on?
Okay.
Probably 2.
I knew it. I told you, Scott. I knew it.
I have seen more Winky in my life since I've been delivering than I have in my 48 years.
He's called a Winky?
Sue, you call in anytime.
We got to run. Have a great night, everybody. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, he's in timeout for another 2 minutes and 10 seconds. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Don't forget Festivus Friday at 5, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.